WTOP News Time 8:21.
Well, the Redskins finished strong. The Nats came one game short. And the Caps have been one of the hottest teams in the country. So with all of those factors in D.C., finally a major sports hub on all fronts.
Well, some people might quibble with that Capitals thing a little bit, at least for this lockout shortened season. But WTOP's Del Walters is talking about the state of the sports union in D.C. with sports reporters George Wallace and Jonathan Warner.
I think we've always been a sports city, although we've always been a Redskins city first. I think this also could be a good basketball city if we could only get a good basketball team. It has proven over the last 6-7 years that this can be a hockey town as well. And now with the Nationals here since 2005, baseball is finally becoming popular as well, with the Nats also winning. And that, of course, everybody loves to jump and become a fan, jump on the bandwagon when a team is winning.
George, the state of the union when it comes to D.C. sports?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's always going to be a Redskins town, no matter how many other franchises win. And I think you're right. I agree with Jonathan. It's going to be a sports city, but I think that it's always going to be a Redskins town, no matter what. It's been that way. It's going to be that way, especially now with Robert Griffin III. And if this team actually seems to actually have a plan in place and could actually start winning in the future. But I think the city can support other winning franchises. Caps have sold out nonstop for the past few years. We saw when the Wizards were making the playoff run under Eddie Jordan.
And even under Michael Jordan, they sold out for two straight years.
And it is a basketball town. You're absolutely right about that. And the Nationals win the NL East title. You're going to see those baseball fans, too. They're new baseball fans, but I think the city can support multiple winning franchises, but I still think it's always going to be a Redskins town.
Let's take a team by team. Jonathan, the Caps. What is the state of the Caps this year?
That's a very good question.
How much time do we have?
They are certainly in flux right now. New coach, new system, and not enough time really to implement it with the shortened season. So this might be the year that they just try and figure out and get their footing for next year. I'm not sure they can make the playoffs. I've tried to look at the glass half full, but that glass is starting to...
They're running out of games.
Yeah, absolutely. I still think the talent is there. Maybe a little tweaking next year could be the thing. I think the Caps, the window has not shut yet. It's still a young enough team, but maybe this is not their year.
George, the Caps.
I agree with whatever Jonathan said about the Caps. I just don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. I just don't want to hear the... We've heard all in all about how much time is left for this core group, right? Are they getting old? Are they running out of time? And eventually they're going to run out of time. But I think it's just a matter of time now. Is Alex Ovechkin going to step up, put this team on his back, and take him to the next level? Or can he do it?
I think he still has a lot left in the tank. I think he needs maybe a few more players around him. But Ovi's only 27.
Right.
All the key players on this team are in their mid-20s.
I think you're seeing how difficult it is, though. This team was supposed to win multiple championships, right? Now you're seeing how difficult it is to even get that first.
And the Redskins were supposed to be rebuilding. State of the Redskins.
I think the Redskins are heading in the right directions. I can't believe I'm actually saying that, but they are. I think Robert Griffin III, whether or not he's going to come back 100% or when he comes back, but I think that the offensive pieces are there. They'll spend a little bit of time now on the defense, which I think they have to do.
So our days of darkness are over?
I think so. I really do. It could easily slip back into that way because we know how this franchise has been and over the past 10 or 12 years, but I think they are actually now heading in the right direction.
And the timing may be right, because really, who is the dominant team in the NFC?
Right, right.
It could be their time to maybe make a mark in the next couple of years.
And the Nets, they're talking about this year, and I'll start with you, Jonathan. They're saying this year they have to make it to the series and win. Isn't that kind of a lofty goal?
They came darn close last year within one strike of the National League Championship Series. I don't see why not. They improved themselves, got themselves a closer, got themselves a center fielder. The players have that hunger after coming so close last year. This is Davey's final year. I think, why not? It's all there for the best balanced team in baseball. I agree. I think so right now. I think maybe the Dodgers are the only team that can stop them from getting into
the
World Series.
And here's the other thing. They're defending National East champs, you know, and then they add the pieces that Jonathan just talked about. Why not? I mean, they're going to be the favorites to reach the World Series. And who better not to lead him in his last year? I think Davey Johnson makes a big difference on this team.
That is WTOP sports reporters George Wallace, Jonathan Warner, with our own Del Walters.